God bless you, bride. God bless you, bride. Once again, I'm Brother Matthew Ketch from LSA Nairobi, Tororo. And my pastor is Brother Ben Ashut. So tonight, if you have your Bible, you can turn with me to Ephesians 1. And as you're turning to Ephesians 1, let's have a word of prayer. Dear precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and grace. Lord, as we read your word tonight, may you bless it back into our hands, and may you bless the hearing of it. And to all, may glory return back unto you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. So, Ephesians 1 from 1 says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherewith he has made us accepted in the beloved. May God add a blessing the reading of his word. So for a subject tonight, the sovereign grace of God. So I would like to begin by reading Ephesians 2, beginning from verse 7. It says, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now see, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, not of works. It is the gift of God. It is the sovereign grace of God that picked you up from the miry clay and set your feet on the rock, that firm foundation. We are standing today all because of his grace. We are alive today all because of his grace. So why can't we serve him? And that's the reason we shout. That's the reason we dance. If I think about the goodness of God, of Jesus, I can't help but shout and worship God. Amen. And the Bible says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. So what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. When the enemy comes in like a flood, I'll raise up a standard. The standard is St. John 5:19. I do nothing except my Father shows me. I can't move until my Father says so. So the enemy comes and finds a surrendered soul, a soul that is completely yoked with Jehovah, can't do nothing until Jehovah says so, a prisoner of Christ, bound with the fetters of love. And oh, if the bride could only know who she is. You are a mighty marching army, moving all the way to the resurrection, to a body change. And one of these days, that perfect faith will drop down in this body called time, and will put this body in constant motion. Oh, brother, we shall be changed. Glory be to God. And the Bible says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Glory be to God. So it is not by might nor by power, but it is by the grace of God. For if God ever sends a revival, it will be by his grace. Hallelujah. Now Romans 9 says, and not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I'll have mercy on whom I'll have mercy, and I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So it is the sovereign grace of God. And we know that when love projects, when you become a prisoner of love, when you can't help but love, then sovereign grace of God takes over. The grace of God takes over. It is the love of God in your heart. When that love is in display, then the grace of God, sovereign grace, takes over. And then watch the miracles and watch the revival come into display. For if God ever sends a revival, it will be by his grace. Like in the upper room, they were in one accord and one mind, all praying in his name. The Holy Ghost descended and baptized them one and all. Glory be to the name of the Lord. But it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his will. You're right where God wants you to be. Some things may not seem right in your eyes. They might not be pleasant, but all things, the bad things, the good things, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. So in the good time, praise the Lord. And the bad time, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when God says anything and makes a promise, God can't take that promise back, because he is God and he is sovereign. He can't go back on that promise. God is more than just a good man. He is sovereign. When he says so in his word, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them. That is whatsoever things you desire. See, these things that I do shall you also, for I go unto my Father. That is true. He can't take that back. It is true. God has made the promise. He was wounded for our transgression. With his stripes we were healed. That is true. Then in his sovereign mercy, in the last days, as he promised, when the last days, I'll pour out my spirit. That would be a former and a latter rain. In the last days, he would send forth a great blessing to the people. Hallelujah. And if it is in the word, God is sovereign and he has to fulfill his word. For heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. And that's the way Christ is. He keeps us. We don't keep him, neither do we keep ourselves. He keeps us. It is not whether I hold on. It is whether he held on me or not. And that's the main thing. It is what he done. What God did for me in Christ is what I am today. That's what you are, by sovereign grace of God. He has made us what we are today. It is all by his grace. Glory be to God. And by his sovereign grace, he is knocking at the door of your heart this evening. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Praise God. And in Laodicea he said, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. Glory be the name of the Lord. Now, nothing at all you can do. God has already done it. You have to accept it. And by sovereign grace, believe it. God will vindicate your faith by giving you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's right. God will do it. Don't you worry. He will take care of the rest. You just let him alone. Just commit yourself to him. He will take care of the rest. If you have done wrong, repent and move forward. Put it under the blood and leave the rest to God. He will take care. He promised to take care of your needs. He said, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Your Father, God, knows that you have need of these things, food, clothes, etc. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So it is God's sovereign grace that he does things. God has a church that is going to appear without spot or wrinkle. He's already said that. That church is foreordained. And God, by sovereign grace and election and foreknowledge, knew before the foundation of the world that these things would be happening the way they are right now. He ordained it to be that way. Glory be to God. Every believer in here would have been dead a long time ago if God hadn't stood between you and death. Every one of you. So God, in his sovereign grace and mercy, stands between the believer and death. Hallelujah. And when love has been projected, then it is time for sovereign grace to step in.
God bless you, Bride of Jesus Christ. God bless you, Bride of Jesus Christ. I am Sister Gloria Okech from LCA Nairobi Tororo Church, and my pastor is Brother Ben Achut. May God bless you as you listen to the special. Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend, would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men. Oh, you rescued the souls of men. Comforter, keeper, spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost our way. Oh, we have hopelessly lost our way. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Almighty, infinite Father, faithfully loving your home, here in our weakness you find us falling before your throne. Oh, we are falling before your throne. You are the one that we praise. always sung for. Oh, hearts always sung for.
God bless you, the Bride of Jesus Christ. I'm Brother Joshua Kemboi from Nairobi Church. My pastor, Brother Ben Achut. I want to thank God and testify of His goodness and His mercy that He has granted unto me in this my youthful age, and also in this evil age that we are living, an age that it has been filled with rottenness, nothing, nakedness, nothing that is good that is not in this world. But for me, I thank God for He has saved me, that today I can praise, I can shout, I can thank God, I can dance without fear. Why? Because I know the one that has brought me this far is alive. And I always, what I pray to Him and ask Him, He always answered me. And first thing that I prayed to God to take away from me is I did pray that He may take away all the mind battles, because it was many, just like a flood, thoughts, lust of the flesh, thinking about money, how I can make it, thinking about how I can get about girlfriends, women, thoughts. But God saved me from all that. And I speak this without fear, knowing that I am already delivered. I'm already saved from all this world of sin. And I tell that for me, I'll not go back there. I will wait. I will hold unto His word until He answers, until He makes us, He brings us to where we are just more like Him. Our character being His character, our life being His life. That to what He spoke to us, to what He was, to what He saw through our prophet, young people stepping forward, I here stand as Joshua, not just by speaking, but with all confidence, with all without fear, and also with the true love, the divine love from God. I want to say, and I want to ask my fellow young people, that God, true, He truly saves and truly delivers. Because for me, I had a lot of thoughts of how I can make money big, have a big mansion. I was thinking, I went one day, was in school, I just hated sin, I hated everything that is contrary to the will of God. And when even my friends in school, it did not just started, it started when even I was in primary school, in the high school, no friend hated me, called me, until even it affected my nature, my living. I was thinking a lot, was trying even to think like I'm just nobody, and that even made me, that being in a state that knowing that I'm nobody, it was good, it was a great thing, because that is the time that God took all advantage of me. He took advantage. Why? He made me to go into such in the word, such to where the prophet, he laid a promise. He did reveal unto us all mysteries to the bride of Jesus Christ. And now, that's why today, I cannot speak anything. I cannot do anything. First, I have to hear direct from God. First, I have to ask and cry to God that He may speak to me. I to be Him to speak, and I to be a vessel to have His own way to me. And I feel something is moving in my heart, because today, this day, as I can speak thoughts, even when the thoughts comes, it is not like those days back. Now when thoughts comes, just right on the point, God, the word comes, Christ step forward, and I know that that is not God, it's a devil, tries to convince me to take me into the world. That even right now, because I can always I depend on God. And I want to say that in these past few days, the meetings been attending, I want to testify to my fellow young people that I'm not saying that I have no money, I'm wicked, I cannot do work, no, but God has been, he tried to show me that I cannot do anything, but just always I have to depend on Him. I'm not to depend on my thoughts, no, it's not my efforts, but it's own will for me that I can live. Because these meetings, past meetings, I've been in a state that I have no money, I have no nothing, and I am willing, my heart, I'm pushing, I need to go, Lord, I want to go and praise You, I want to go to and worship You, that's only to worship You, that's only what I want, and I push. It's a battle, it does not come just easy. Yeah, for going, even coming to the church on Sunday, on Wednesday, that it has been a battle. Why? I have to make sure that why? What do I want? Why am I going to praise Him? Why am I going to church? That's the first thing. Why am I going to the house of God? What am I going to do there? That's the first thing that I have to ask myself. That I just don't come just to come, no, but to know what am I going to do there? Am I going just to listen to the word and come back? No. But I want to be built into a stature of a perfect man, where I am just like Jesus, walking, talking, thinking, acting, character, living. And God, He has been doing so. He has been answering my prayers, that even when I come to the church, I praise Him, knowing that I've come for a reason. I want to be glorified. I want to be changed. I want to be always in the presence of Jehovah. I want to be always with my Father, knowing that now I know. Thank God that You have been given a ministry, a true ministry. Also, right now, the church is in a state that is in a confusion. But I went down on my knees, pray to God that, for us here, Lord, we depend on You. We depend on Your word. We don't know nothing. Just we know only You said in Thy word that we have to do nothing. Nothing completely, but hear direct from Thee, from the Father. And through that, I've been praying, and I've been asking God that He may give us a true ministry, a truth. A steward of His word, and God given unto us a great ministry, such as Brother Benachut humbled. He humbled himself, yielded. He knew that to God, God is true, is rich, but yeah, we are naked, nothing, poor, and we are blind. But He knew that. He has to get a guide, a leader, be led, so that when he fed the sheep of Christ, it is not him but Christ in him, and through him, here I am. I can say so without fear that through that word that Brother Ben has been preaching to us, I've come to know God more than even back then. I've come to know more of him. Even I don't know how, I can't even explain of his goodness, of his grace, of his mercy. I feel something in my heart rolling. Feel something in my heart pushing in a praise every day in my daily day, in a weekdays, every day in my where I work. Feel like just in praising. One day I was in a way, and I forgot that I'm in between many people, just praising, worshiping, raising up my hands wherever I go. At night when I just sleep, every day it has been growing higher and higher and higher, that I can just move out of bed while I'm sleeping. Then I raise up my hand and just pray, break into prayer, that even I takes a long, even like a long time, like 2 hours, crying, thanking God for his deliverance. That what I can see in this city of Nairobi, passing by, devils, nakedness passing through the world, how you can see, can hear, people are crying, others right now, there are others who have closed their jobs, going to find Christ, to find Jehovah, to save them. But to them that they are, to where they are going, where they are being taken, it's a people who are of they are searching of their own benefits. It's not to lead them to Christ. Look at the state of the church right now, how it is. But God has given us his true word, his true ministry. But now I want to say to all that we as young people, we have to rise up. We have to stand, because God needs us. God needs us. We have to stand in the praise. There is a call to a revival. Not just a revival, but let it start in the inside. For me, I have been always being refilled since I was baptized by the baptism of the Holy Ghost in 2018. Not many years, but since 2018 on May, God has been doing great things. And also now today, I'm testifying, it's on May. God has been doing great things since on that day, and also on 2019, since on 2022, till now, there have been an abundance of refilling. And now I feel I'm normal, I'm separated from the flesh, from this earthly right now. Let's worship the Lord. Let's step forward. The world is rotten. Nothing. Even now, as you can see in schools, there is nothing. Even I went for college. I went for college for only 3 months. I surrendered because I came out of it. God took me out of it, because I went for 2 months. Then I was crying to God that he may deliver me for out of this. If it is, this is what the education it is of, it's of benefits of, no, it's better I leave, I stay in the word always. And even in the since that time till now, though I came out, I went, and right now I'm well. I eat, I drink, I'm even very, I don't even know what I can say, because through the word, today, I can praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Bride of Jesus Christ, young people, let's step forward. Let's come out. Right now, there is nothing. World is fallen. Let's not look, let's not depend on money. Let's not depend on things, how education. No, but let us depend on Christ. It's a change. I feel in my heart that truly, I feel in my heart that something is going to happen. Something is fixing to happen. And please, let it not happen while you are outside. It happened while you're locked into Christ. The love of God, the love divine, wrapped you, turned you into a world image. And where when people will look at you, they'll see Christ. Here I am too. And I pray, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for giving us this opportunity. What I may have spoken, Lord, wrong. I may have testified things that is wrong, Father. But that is what you have done for me and many others that I cannot tell. Lord, bless my brothers, bless my sisters around the world to where this message will reach, Lord. I know, Lord, that we as young people, Lord, technology has come and is taking the young people as a flood. Lord, may you come and put that supernatural mind of thee and take the control of our whole being, Lord. May that God who did let Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego deliver us too, Lord. May that God who delivered, who did step and you did, who you were with David, stood with him, and he overcame the giant. Lord, also, Lord, stand with us and give us that perfect faith. This is my prayer. Bless our ministry. Bless our ministry that you have given unto us. We've been crying for the true ministry, Lord. And truly, Lord, without a doubt, I know you. This is that ministry. And that now, Lord, we pray, let us rise up through that word that you've been bringing unto us through that ministry. May we rise up in the power of the resurrection, be changed, because now what we need is only that faith for us to be changed from this mortal to immortality. Father, bless us. I thank you. Bless every young people, wherever they are, around the world. Lord, to them that they are passing along, them that even they cannot speak. Lord, know that I've just spoken, but through, I was fearing. Yes, was fearing. That's only what, but much that you have done for me. I thank you, Lord, and I appreciate you, Lord. Lead us in this hour that we are going to. Lead us in this day, in this hour, in this age, in this hour, this time, Lord, that we may manifest thy word in its fullness. It's my prayer to us all. Bless our ministry. Bless our deacons, our ushers, our elders, our musicians, technicians. Let them step forward in this hour, in this day, because, Lord, we need them, Lord. Bring them, Lord. Let there be no nothing, no devil. I shall step, Lord, and take and confuse, Lord, our Lord God, our government that is, Lord, leading us, Lord, to where? To Christ. And I believe by that spirit that you have given unto us, that spirit of truth, the spirit of the El Ilah Elohim. Bless each and every one of us in this day, in this hour. In the mighty name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, believe and trust him. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless you so much. I truly love you. This message to whom we reach, that's my testimony, but a lot. It's a lot. Cannot share a lot I have, God has done to me, and I can express through worship, through praising, and through staying truth in His word. God bless you. Amen.
Saints of the living God, I greet you in the precious name of our Lord Christ and Savior. This is Brother William Mwangi from LCA Nairobi, Tororo, and I'm humbled and I count it a great privilege and honor to have our precious Brother Ben Ashut as my pastor. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for your dedication, for your love, studying day and night, burning the midnight oil to bring us the word of the living God. May God bless you and your family. And without much ado, we'll go straight to the reading of the word. And before we read the scriptures, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are here once again. Lord Jesus, any man can lead this word, but it takes you, Father, to reveal, Lord, to give the revelation of thine word. We are depending on you, O God, giving you glory, honor, dominion, and praise. We thank you for having brought us this far. It has taken thine hand. Thank you for the gift of life and good health. Be with us, Father. Bless the brethren, Lord, the world, O God. Thine children, Father. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Strengthen the weak, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we are depending on you. Bless this sermon, O God. Father, Lord Jesus, I'm a nobody, Father. Lord, get me out of the way. And I pray that you, Lord, take supreme control. We are depending on you, Heavenly Father. We worship and appreciate you, O God. There's none like unto thee, for it is in Jesus' name we pray and we believe. Amen. We are going to read these three portions of the scripture. Mark 11 verse 22, Romans 5 1 to 2, and 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20. Mark 11 verse 22 reads this wise. So Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Amen. And as we have been taught, it is impossible to please God without faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The second scripture is Romans chapter 5 verse 1 to 2. Reads this wise. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope for the glory of God. Amen and amen. And the last one is 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20, which speaks of the promises of God. Amen, amen. And least this wise, for all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him amen, to the glory of God through us. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen. And have a title, and my title is Have Faith in God, for He is a Promise Keeper. And my inspiration is Time is at Hand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Precious saints, the signs and the times are telling us that time is at hand, and we ought to be more ready and more dedicated to be in the service of the Lord more than ever. Amen and amen. So that we'll be found ready when He comes. Amen and amen and amen. It is now time to exercise our faith muscles by believing that this redemption is for us. It is for us, my brother, my sister. Let us have faith in God. Let us exercise our faith muscles. Let us take God according to his word. God is no man to lie. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the message, the Ark, Brother Branham said, "The Lord will do what he has promised. See, he just has to do it. In order to be God, he has to keep his word." Blessed be the name of the Lord. All the promises are ours to partake. Whatever God promised, my brother, just have faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I believe God has created a seed in your heart. Amen. To believe the message. Hallelujah. And our promises are in his word. The spiritual food in due season. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And having Lord as our supreme leader, the Holy Spirit is the tutor of the church of the living God and not man. Blessed be the name of the living God. Precious saints, we just need to have faith. Have faith in God is the key. It is impossible to please God without faith. And just like Simeon, there's a promise hanging over you, precious saints. Amen, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just like Simeon, there is a promise hanging over you, precious brethren. Amen. And I believe that promise is that I'm in the category of the chosen, the elected, and the predestinated, whose goal is to see the life of God manifested in their lives. Hallelujah. Amen. And their names are in the blood section. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen. Saints of the living God, as our pastor preached the message last Sunday, and it is my personal testimony that that message came directly to my heart. It is now time to act. There is no time to postpone. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen, amen. We should refuse to bow to the accuser of the brethren and to submit fully to the supreme authority. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Saints, we ought to be laden now more than ever. We should not lose momentum. Let us march on, for the time is at hand. Let us refuse to bow to the accuser of the brethren and to submit fully to the supreme authority. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Holy Spirit cannot come into a condemned heart. And as we sing, there is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Precious saints, it is now time. It is now time to be led more than ever. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord, for his coming is at hand. Let us take God according to his promises, for there is no word that shall return to him void. Every word must reveal, must accomplish. No word shall return to him void. It must accomplish. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The spirit of adoption is now living in you. There is therefore now condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are the sons of God, and no one can remove that God-given title. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are victors, and the devil can do nothing about that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in this adoption season, let us take God according to his word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And in those few remarks, let us pray. Loving Father, We are grateful for your loving kindness, for having brought us this far. There is none like unto thee, O dear Jesus. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you help us to be more dedicated, Father, to thine word, O God. Lord, forsaking everything, Father, to be molded, Father, for thine coming is at hand. Dear loving Father, Lord, we repent of all our sins, Father. Lord, help us, Father, to stay in line with the word of God, to be a perfect reflection of thine word, Heavenly Father, for thine coming is very near. Loving Father, we are grateful. Lord, we thank you, we appreciate you, we give you glory, honor, dominion, and praise. Thank you, Father, for this platform, Father, where we can come together and fellowship, O dear Jesus, aloud the word of the living God. We thank you, for there is none like unto thee. Bless the brethren, Father, from afar and wide. Help us, Father, to be more dedicated to thine word, O dear Jesus. We give you glory, honor, dominion, and praise, for it is in Jesus' name we pray and we believe. Amen and amen and amen. Precious saints of the living God, amen. I would like to leave you with one quote. The prophet taught us, and the quote is in the message that he careth for you. Amen. And the quote reads this wise: there is only one way that you will be able to receive this wonderful comforter, is when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, confess your sins, repent, have Christian baptism administered to you, and a promise that God will fill you with the Holy Spirit. That is the promise. He cannot go back to that. It is his promise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Studying on the promises of God. God bless you, saints. Shalom.
I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My name is Brother William Ekal from LCA Nairobi Toro. It's a privilege testifying of our Lord Jesus Christ. For his love and mercies, my precious pastor is Pastor Ben Achute. I want us to go straight to the word of God. I'm going to read from one portion of scripture, but before, let's just bow down our heads and have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I humbly come before your presence, O God. Father, Lord, knowing that you are my God, you are my everything, my all in all, Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, I trust and believe that, Lord, without you, Lord, I would be nowhere, Jesus Christ. But, Lord God, Father, it's because of you that I am here, Lord, testifying of your goodness, O Father. Lord God, may you come, Lord, and, Lord, manifest yourself. Lord God, unveil yourself in flesh again, Father. Lord Jesus Christ, speak your word to your children, O Father, that they may receive this word, that glory and honor may get back to thee. Father, Lord, I pray this, and I know that you've heard Jesus Christ. Anoint the word, anoint the hearers of the word, that glory shall be back to thee. Lord, I pray this and believe in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, I have for a title. My title is Predestinated to be the Manifestation of the Very Image of His Son. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, every true child of God was foreknown of God even before there was a star or a moon in the entire universe. Jesus said that all the Father has given me will come to me, and none of them will be lost. The Bible says that all things work together for good to them that love God, and the footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. Surely you must recognize yourself today, whether you are God's predestinated or not. For if God has elected you to eternal life, nothing can pluck you out from his hands. Praise the Lord. However much all hell turns against you, it can never shake you, because you are anchored on the rock of ages. Your name is written in the book of life, and it can never be rubbed off, because it's written by the blood of the Lamb that was slain from before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's the reason God had to send his only son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for those whose names are written in that book, to redeem us back to himself. And to redeem means to bring back that which once or existed, praise the Lord, to its original state. Hallelujah. We have to be redeemed back to our original state, back to before the beginning. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says in Romans 8, the Bible says that all nature is groaning and waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Everything, praise the Lord, in this time that we are living in has lost its originality, praise the Lord, and they are all groaning, crying and waiting for you and me to come to that point of being manifested, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That the whole world shall see that God still lives. Hallelujah. The sons of God are going to be manifested again. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Because heaven and earth will pass away, but God's own word will remain. And we are the word of God made flesh, because we were in his mind and he brought us forth to manifest his own word. Hallelujah. On earth, we are the manifestation of God's own word. And even the Bible says that we must be written epistles read of all men. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that's why God puts you there in that workplace. God puts you there in that school. God puts you there in that village. Praise the Lord. To manifest him. Praise the Lord. Because, hallelujah, Brother Branham one time said that God in his great mind, before there was a fall, praise the Lord, God had plans, and these plans were all under his attributes. Being a savior, God wanted to manifest it, praise the Lord. He wanted to manifest his attributes of being a savior, being a healer, being a deliverer, being a protector. But how could God manifest these attributes? Praise the Lord. That's why he had to form a way. He had to send his own son, Jesus Christ, to come forth on earth, praise the Lord, to be a savior, to die for us at the cross, that he could redeem us back to himself. Praise the Lord. It may look strange, but God truly had that in his mind. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God allowed Adam and Eve, our first parents, to be deceived by a serpent in order to make a way for his great redemptive plan for salvation. And he wanted to be glorified. How could he be glorified if it wasn't for Christ to come down? Praise the Lord. If it wasn't for man to fall down, to fall, that he could redeem him back. He could not have been glorified as a savior if there was nobody to be saved. Hallelujah. In the first place, there had to be a sinner first before he could display his attribute of being a savior. There had to be a sickness before he could display his attribute of being a healer. Praise the Lord. He could become a father. Praise the Lord. He couldn't become a father without man's existence. Praise the Lord. And fall. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God is indeed wonderful. Oh, glory be to God. God was not willing that anyone should perish, but that all might come to the repentance. But he, being infinite, he knew from the very beginning, praise the Lord, who would be saved and who would be lost. Even sickness, there had to be sickness first before God would display his attribute of being a healer. All these attributes were in God before there was anything. He wanted us to know that indeed he is God. Praise the Lord, and our all in all. For example, we would be saying that God is a healer, God is a deliverer, God is a conqueror, without him doing anything. That's why he came down and did that. Praise the Lord, so that we can know that he is our all in all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God sent Jesus Christ for only one specific purpose. That's to save you and me. To redeem those who God foreknew will be saved. And not the rest of the whole world. Praise the Lord. Yes, not the rest of the whole world. That's why Jesus said in the book of John 17, 9 to 10. I pray for them. I pray not for the whole world, but for them which thou hast given me. Praise the Lord. For they are thine, and all mine are thine. Praise the Lord. And thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Oh, can you notice that? Praise the Lord. How important you are in the sight of God. That God could send his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come and give his life for you and me. One time, there was a man called Job. He went through trials and temptations. Praise the Lord. He suffered to that extent that he almost lost his life. And even his very wife told him to curse God and die. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But Job kept on holding on. Job kept on standing. Job said, "You speak like a foolish woman." Praise the Lord. But he never gave up to God. But and then one day God asked him, "Job, where was thou when I laid the foundation of the world? Where was thou when the morning stars sang together? When the sons of God shouted for joy?" Hallelujah. Where were you, brother, sister? Where were you? You were back in the right back, in the back part of God's mind. Hallelujah. You were there before the beginning. I was there in the back part of God's mind before the beginning. Hallelujah. That's the reason. In this world, we are reflecting the character of our homeland, praise the Lord, our country of our rebirth, praise the Lord. And the world won't understand us because we are pilgrims and strangers to this land, because we are seeking for a city to come. Oh, hallelujah. That sweet home, that sweet city, praise the Lord, that homeland of ours, the new Jerusalem, where we shall have one great eternity, no time limits. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. That's why we can't wait to see that day. Something in us is yearning for that day. Something in us is yearning for that place. Most especially in this time that we are living in, when the whole world has become a disaster to us, we are longing more and more for that coming home. Praise the Lord. For that sweet home. Praise Jesus Christ. That city. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That sweet by and by. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That land which flows with milk and honey. Glory be to God. Oh my, you are not serving God by mistake, brother, sister. You are not serving God by mistake. God created you for a reason. And everyone must know that. But you are in God's great plan. That's why he puts you there. Hallelujah. To accomplish his purpose. And that's why Romans 9:16 states that it is not him that willeth, or him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For God saith unto Moses, "I will have mercy on whom I will." Hallelujah. "And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." Oh, hallelujah. What shall we give in exchange for God loving us? Hallelujah. Electing us when we were yet sinners in the world, but he picked us out of the world and set our feet on a rock to stay. Hallelujah. By his grace and mercy, he brought you out of the miry clay and set your feet on the rock to stay. Hallelujah. The rock of ages that cannot be moved, that cannot be shaken by any winds, any doctrines, any dogmas. Hallelujah. The winds of sickness cannot shake you. Praise the Lord. That's the reason Psalms 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Hallelujah, glory be to God. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve. "Yet though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercies shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever." Surely, brother, sister, his goodness and mercies endure forever to those whom he loves and to those who are called according to his purpose. Jesus said, "No man can come to me anyhow except my Father draws him first." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And Brother Branham said, "If you are ordained to eternal life, to see and believe, you will have it." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want, it's just like pouring water on a duck's back. Praise the Lord. It will do no good at all. No matter how much you try to explain it, those who God has chosen before the foundation of the world will never be lost. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you are chosen in God, you were chosen before the foundation of the world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's the reason God, in the back part of his mind, had you and And during creation, he kept on brooding and brooding. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And everything came into existence till finally he brought you and out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And man was exactly God's own image when he brought him out. And Brother Branham said that Brother Branham actually was a perfect example of Christ. Praise the Lord. The perfect example of the image of God. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He did exactly what Jesus did. And we have a promise laying in front of us to be like Jesus. And that's the reason Christ came, to restore us back to our original state. And we have an ambition to be like Jesus. And you shall be like Jesus. I shall be like Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Let's get to that extent of being like Jesus. Let's have that ambition of being like Jesus. When God was brooding, he revealed all kinds of life. As the prophet Malachi 4 said in Genesis. Genesis is a seed chapter. Praise the Lord. He said that Genesis is a seed chapter. All kinds of life were sown in there. But the question is here, what is your kind of life? Praise the Lord. It depends on what you are taking in, because it's all in there. Praise the Lord. Every kind of life is only in there. That's why when a preacher is preaching from that book, they choose what to preach. Praise the Lord. If denomination, it's all in there. If it's creed, it's all in there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If it's serpent seed, it's all in there. If it's Christ, it's all in there. Praise the Lord. In Genesis, God's intention was not, praise the Lord, a serpent seed. It's past the serpent seed. Praise the Lord. The image of God was right there. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I remember the Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. Praise the Lord. The Word was God. And then in John 4:24, the Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord. Christ had to die so that his life comes upon us. Praise the Lord. His own spirit, so that we manifest him. That's the reason God cannot have control of a man until the Holy Spirit comes upon him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to manifest him, and we have to feed upon the Word. Praise the Lord. We can never separate the Word from the Spirit. The apostles had the Word and the Spirit. Praise the Lord. The saints of old had the Word and the Spirit. Praise the Lord. And even us today, we are promised the Word and the Spirit. Praise the Lord. That's why the Bible says that these signs shall follow them that believe. Praise the Lord. And the Bible still speaks in Acts that this promise is unto you and to your children, and even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So we have a great promise laying ahead of us. Praise the Lord. The promise of getting the Spirit of God. Praise Jesus Christ. So every young person out there, praise Jesus Christ, you are not there by mistake. God did not put you in this message by mistake, but you have a purpose. Praise the Lord. God gave you a reason to serve him. Praise Jesus Christ. And you have to live for it. Praise Jesus Christ. Because there are many precious promises laying right there in the Word of God for you. You have to go and pick it and claim it for yourself. Praise Jesus Christ. Because God is still God today, as he has always been. Praise the Lord. He is God, and you can have an experience of him. Praise Jesus Christ. He wants you to reflect him. He wants you to become his image. Praise Jesus Christ. And how can you be his image if you don't have his life in you? Praise Jesus Christ. The life of God himself has to come upon you. Then Christ himself lives in you. Then you cease to be you yourself. It becomes Christ living. When you are walking in the streets, they see Jesus Christ living. When you are talking, they see Jesus Christ talking. Whatever you are doing, it's Christ doing. It's no longer you, but Christ made flesh. Praise the Lord. That's why we have to forsake all that we are. Praise the Lord. And walk for Christ and live for Christ. Praise the Lord. Then he will have complete preeminence. Then his son, the image of his son, shall be seen in us. Praise the Lord. We shall be manifested as the image of the Son of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory be to God. That's why we have to live for that. We have to claim for that. Praise Jesus Christ. Because we are more than conquerors. Praise the Lord. We are more than overcomers. Praise Jesus Christ. If we are in the back part of God's mind, Christ has already made a way for us. Praise Jesus Christ to claim every promise, to claim any inheritance that is ours. Praise Jesus Christ. May God really bless you. Let's just bow down our heads and have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Jesus Christ, for this day. I appreciate you, Lord God, for I know that, Lord, you have spoken your word. And Father, Lord, may bless the hearers that will hear this word, Lord God. Father, anoint them, Jesus Christ, that they may know that indeed thou art God. Father, Lord, Jesus Christ, may put a yearning in our hearts for more of you, Jesus Christ, to live day by day for you and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to the world, that the world shall see that Jesus Christ still lives. Father, Lord, like Malachi 4 was a perfect example of Christ Jesus, Lord God. Father, today we want to be more like you, Jesus. Father, Lord, may you do something in our hearts. Lord God, that we shall live to praise you forever. Lord, I pray this and believe that you heard in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May God bless you.
God bless you, Bride of Christ. By the names, I'm Brother Kiara Emma from LCA Mbale, and my pastor is Pastor Wilson Kamba. Once more, I would like to thank the Lord for the time granted and chance that we should be speaking about the word of the Lord. Today, I am going to speak about the word of the Lord. And before we go any further, let us pray. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I want to worship you, give you glory and honor. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this time, Father. I pray that, Lord, as I'm going to speak your word, Father, take me out of the way, Lord, and may you come and stand, be the one speaking at the word, Jesus Christ, Father. So that, Lord, Father, your children are going to be able, Jesus Christ, Father, to benefit from it, Jesus. And may you send first thy Holy Spirit, thy power, Father, to go, Lord, and reach each and every person that's going to listen to it, Lord, Father, after. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Amen. So, I'm going to speak my word. And my title for today is the breath of life. And we are going to read the scripture, like two of them. We are going to start from 1 Corinthians 15. We are going to start from verses 45. Verses 45. Up to 54. It's going to be quite a long reading, but bear with me. The scripture says, my God had a blessing on the reading of this word. The scripture says, start from 44. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last man, the last Adam, was made a quickening spirit. How build that not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural? And afterward, that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, from the trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Amen. May God bless you all. Thank you once again for this time. The title, The Praise of Life. We need the life to live. You know, when something has no life in it, then it means that it is dead. For the doctor to write a letter that this person is dead, he has to compare a lot of things. So when he checks and sees that there is no life, there is no breath in the person, he just concludes and says, this person is dead. What does it mean? Without the breath of the Lord, you'll be dead. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember the apostles, when Jesus Christ was leaving them, he told them, go and wait from the upper room until you receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the breath of life. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot live. Without the Spirit of the Lord, you are dead. Without the Spirit of the Lord, you depend on your intelligence, on your intellectuals, your thinking, your reasoning in your mind, and it cannot take you anywhere. But you're going to wind up. The end of it all, you're going to find. What we need today is the breath of life. Like the apostles, they couldn't move. I remember one time when they went, they were trying to cast away devils, but I could not move out of the people. Then Jesus told them, you don't have the faith, because they had not yet received the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the power to transformation. It's the power that takes you out of the way. That's God in substance comes and takes full control, full preeminence in you, so that you can not think on your own. Because God said, let us create man in our own image. And God is a spirit. So if you have the image of the Lord and really walk in his spirit, then you'll be able to walk in the right way. You'll be able to speak the right words. You'll be able to say what is right at the right time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So when the apostles failed to do that, because they had not yet received the breath of the life, when they tarried in the upper room, one day they received the Spirit of the Lord. And when they received the Spirit of the Lord, which is the breath of life, they started walking. That's why one day when they were walking and they found a lame man standing at the door, then they were able to say unto this man, He saw that these people are going to give him thanksgiving. But Peter stood up and said unto him, stand up and walk. Rise up and walk. The man had stayed for many years, he could not walk. But because they had received the praise of life, they started walking. People started wondering about what these people are doing. We are not of the world to be appreciated of the world. We are not of the world to do things that praises the world. We are of God. We belong to God. We are to do what praises God. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And I remember even one time, praise the Lord, hallelujah, when Peter still himself was preaching the gospel unto the people, after receiving the praise of life, people could not understand him. They were telling him, which power did you speak these words? He says, should we leave speaking the word of God so that maybe we be listening unto you? Praise God. We need the praise of life. We need the Holy Spirit, because your dead without the life. The life of the Lord has to be in you. It doesn't matter how long we have stayed in the earthly body, but we shall also bear the heavenly body. You need to put on the heavenly body so that you can move in this darkest hour, where everything has turned upside down, where no man can even stand for the truth. But there is a believer, there is a bride of Christ who is having the image of the Lord, who was predestinated, chosen out the way before the foundation of the Lord, having the mind of Christ, that he should do what is right at the right time. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I remember one time when Brother Branham, they had to organize for a meeting. And a person who was holding, who was leading the meeting, came and told Brother Branham, I think we should call off. We should not organize this meeting because there is no money. He was thinking as an earthly man. But when God, praise God, hallelujah, but brother, when you receive the praise of life, you cannot think like a natural man. You see the impossibilities possible. You see things that man think that they cannot be done. You see them that they are going to be done. You see the seed there. When you have the mind of God, you know they are going to be healed. You see the dead. You know God said they are going to be raised. Praise the Lord. This, when you put God first, we'll stand in for you. But we have left God and we are just aiming at our own business. But Brother Branham, who had put on the heavenly body, told him, brother, don't worry. We are going to get the money and the meeting is going to go on. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And after the prayer, this man, when he was counting the money, he saw the envelope and had the exact amount of money that they needed for the meeting. And he came running to the prophet of the Lord. I don't know how this has come to happen, but here is the money that we wanted for the meeting, so the meeting should continue. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. What does it mean? We cannot move. We cannot see. We are blind when we are having the earthly body. But we should put on the heavenly body. We should cry unto God to fill us with his Holy Spirit. It is the promise. Brother, you're going nowhere. My sister, you're going nowhere without the Spirit of the Lord. That's why we keep on backsliding. That's why we don't have even the love to come into the church.
That's why we don't even have the love for fellowship. We are just pushed. You come to church like maybe you're coming maybe to help someone because you have not received the grace of the Lord. You don't have thirst in your soul. That's why you cannot even stand in the night, maybe day, wherever you be, and speak about the word of the Lord. Pray, cry than never, call upon this God. Seek you for the Lord when he can still be found. Brother, this is high time we call for the Lord. This is high time we go down on our knees. We cry, we pray than never. Because without the praise of life, we are nothing. We are nothing. But what we need is the praise of life. When God breathes upon you, your life changes. Your thinking changes. He starts leading you. He starts guiding you. In everything you do, it's only God that leads you. But we fail because we are just depending on our own. But we should depend on the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The first man is of the earth. The second man is of the Lord from heaven. As is the earthly, are they that are earthly. As is the heaven, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Brother, you cannot borne the image of the heavenly and you remain the same. We need the power of God back in church. Brother, this is an individual business. You and your God alone. And not until you make your life right with the Lord by receiving the Holy Spirit, we shall still be nothing. Let us cry unto this God. God answers prayers. Our God is alive. Our God is obligated to his word. Whatsoever is said in the word is obligated to do it for you and me. If you can only stand your ground. But we have put our businesses before God. We have not put God first. The sins of the world have taken us away from God. You can't even have time to pray, even time to think about him, because you're busy day and night. That's how the enemy has blinded us. But you're not of this earth. When the mortal will put on the immortality, then you stand boldly knowing God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never fails. He's the same God. When you read Ezekiel 37, the prophet of the Lord, when God was speaking to him, there were dry bones, but they had no life in them. But God spoke unto him, son of man, can you believe those bones can come back again to life? He said, God, you know. And they came back to life. And he breathed upon them. There came out a great army after receiving the breath of life. Praise the Lord. The apostles stood boldly. They were not shaken. They were able to lay down their lives. They were imprisoned. Some were slaughtered like goats. Some were burnt like John was put in the boiling oil. But still, he could not die because he had the life of God. You know, God is the Spirit and he cannot die. So when you have the Spirit of the Lord, you will stand in every situation. In times of tears, you will stand. In hard times, you will stand. In good times, you will stand. Giving him praise and honor, glory, praising him all the day and night. And in whatsoever thing you do, you make sure that it praises the Lord. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. That's the God we are serving. That's the God we are calling upon. He promised to give us that praise of life. Seek first for the kingdom of the Lord. The rest of the things will fall. We have to live. We have to keep that life in us for the glorification of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah.